Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Got Eagles Giants in a couple days, and the Sixers doing it last night in Boston. Why? Because of Tyrese Maxey and VJ Edgecombe. Welcome to Philly. Hey, 9:15 today, we'll have some life advice with the Hammer. Get a scenario in. What do you need help with in life? Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Three ways you can interact with the show. We'll have some fun with that in a couple hours. I'll give you some early advice. If you want to comment on VJ Edgecombe, but are getting a busy signal, as our phones get very jammed oftentimes, call the Times Yours line. Let's have some fun with Times Yours today at 9:45. Best calls will make the air on VJ Edgecombe reaction from what you saw last night. What a performance. Get the calls in at 215-238-4500. Best of the best will make Times Yours. And also, how about a little Eagles-Giants juice? Whether those calls make today or tomorrow's show, as we get ready for the Eagles and the Giants against Scataboo and Dart. So those two guys who put it on the Eagles last time. Time's Yours there for you on both accounts, 215-238-4500. Ruben Amaro with us in studio today.
Ruben Amaro Jr. in studio, brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto. 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving. CJTire.com.
So I had said earlier today, the two best performances I ever saw from a rookie prior to last night in a Philadelphia debut were Ron Hextall in the 86-87 season, beating Edmonton, who of course was, you know, the greatest team in the world. And the Charlie Gardner game in 1994 when he beat the team that turned into the greatest football team that year, San Francisco 49ers, and Charlie ran wild. There are some notable in baseball. Of course, we had won a Mick Abel this year.
I was going to mention that before, yeah.
We've had five or six really good pitching debuts that I can remember. Mm-hmm. But maybe
what about a debut week? Yeah,
maybe the greatest hitting debut I ever saw by a Phillies player. And maybe I'm wrong because there's probably some I'm forgetting. I think Ron Jones might have hit a homer in his first game, I think.
Well, Wes Wilson homer in his first
Wes
game.
Wes Wilson?
Last year.
I don't know if anybody did what that total package did. Mr. Ruben Amaro in the summer of 92. Good morning, Rube.
Good morning.
Rube, how on a cloud is VJ Edgecombe today, knowing that you did something like that in 1992?
Oh, he's got to be feeling very good about himself. Can we get excited about the Sixers? Are we allowed?
Yes.
Are we allowed now?
If Rhea says yes, it's yes.
I announced I was excited before yesterday, so let's get that on the record.
She's the barometer.
Anytime you have that kind of young energy, especially in the backcourt with one of my favorite players in Philadelphia sports right now is Maxey, because of who he is and how he handles himself and his energy. But to combine that with this young man.
They're blowing.
Wow, isn't that nice? Nice to see the athleticism. It's nice to see the transition. It's nice to see the things that they can do that can affect the game without Joel Embiid having to be the guy.
Yeah. That's right.
I mean, obviously you want to see this happen long term, but I mean, there was no secret. I mean, the guy was playing pretty darn well in the preseason.
He was, but most people aren't watching those games.
That's a good point.
And, you know, the college basketball thing, people don't watch it as much anymore. I mean, first off, it's so obvious they nailed the pick. To me, I mean, I'll just put this out there. I look at Fleur as an all-star. Like, I'll be stunned. I mean, barring injury. Everything's always barring injury.
You're going Fleur.
He might be an all-star this year, buddy.
He could be. I mean, if you missed it last night, you missed one of the great debut performances of all time to the tune of the third most points ever scored in an NBA game in a debut. Third most ever. The list is Wilt number one, some guy no one's ever heard of number two,
Fred.
VJ Edgecombe number three.
It's fantastic. The only piece of advice I'll give him is to not try to live up to that every single day. Just, you know, take one game at a time, because when I had my debut, I thought, all of a sudden I'm a home run hitter, an extra base, and I, you know,
I'm going to the Hall of Fame, baby.
I thought I was way better than I really was.
You're saying, Charlie Emanuel, know thyself.
No, exactly.
Honestly, for fans, too.
Exactly.
Like, he's
no
not
going to
score 34 points.
No,
he's going to have growing pains. Like, he's a rookie. He's
sure.
20.
Yeah, I mean, everybody thought I was going to be replacing Lenny Dykstra and stuff like that.
I remember watching that game. But here's the thing I'll say about Edgecombe. And, John, we touched on this earlier. There were traits that you see last night. Like, in baseball, you know, and I'm John, Ruben, I'm not calling you a bad player at all. But
a bad player
can go 3-for-4 or 4-for-4. Like, it happens.
Of course.
In basketball, if you see a guy like we saw last night, John, where Edgecombe is just flat beating guys off the dribble, going in the hole and jamming it.
It was pure.
There's a replicable skill that he can do over and over, not to mention the shot.
Pure dominance.
Not to mention the hustle. Like, I was so enamored with what he did.
The go get it, the desire to go get it, and just the ability to blow by people and make them look like they're flat footed. That is a gift, and we've got it now twice.
Heart and hustle
with
his compadre. Heart and hustle is something you cannot measure.
Love that.
Heart?
Love that we got two, and
correct.
I like McCain the same way. Now I don't know the way he'll come back. Yep. I don't know the way the three of them will work.
That's
on
a nice combo
together.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's exciting.
Edgecombe has pedigree too. It's not like the second round pick had this unbelievable game. And is he good? Is he not? This guy was the third pick in the draft.
Yeah. And John, to the point of you want to get McCain out there with the other two. That's where Embiid is so important because you need that guy to get all the rebounds.
There was one.
Like, if
other
you run
third...
three guards, someone's got to get the rebounds.
And Joel has not been.
Yeah,
the
I mean,
type of
last night was not good.
There was another third pick in the draft that was pretty good.
Oh, that guy.
Oh.
1984.
Ooh, we making those comparisons already.
I'm just saying. Doesn't necessarily.
Like, don't overdo it, but there's another third pick that's pretty great, too.
The third pick rings a bell for me.
Oh, that's great. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. We're also looking for a notable seven. You can win Brian Adams tickets today in honor of Vijay Edgecombe's number 77, which is a cool number to see him sport. So give us a notable seven. Big answers are out there. Nick in Bucks County. Nick, what's going on, bud?
Hey, man, fired up about that basketball game last night. That was exciting.
It was fun to watch.
Thrilling. Really was.
It really was, and great to hear Edgecombe at the end of the game speaking. Just an all-around classy guy, and I love hearing how he's been working on that three-point shot. That was the biggest thing that we were worried about with him, and he's taking it serious, and he's practicing, and then he's not afraid to shoot it in the game.
Yep.
Good point.
Nice for the first
nice
pick.
Nice to have somebody to not be afraid to shoot.
Work on the shooting. What a thought. Yeah, that's Ruben and I were in the exact same spot right there.
I wasn't. I gotcha. Mr. Simmons and Fultz in your mind.
Yes, you're absolutely calling some other people out.
Shot more in one game, I think, than Ben did his entire career here.
He probably did. He shot 12.
26?
He made 5. Yeah. So, yeah, he might have shot more than Ben shot his whole career. That's true.
Hey, Joe, Barlow's a St. Joe's guy.
Yeah, so I had heard that before. I had forgotten that. Honestly, Nick, I was so out of tune with the Sixers in the preseason, other than, you know, at the very, very end there, checking out Joel's performance. But yes, I do remember having heard that before. But I'll be honest, I don't know much about him. I liked his hustle last night. I really did. We'll see what he's got.
I think the thing that's really exciting this year is Joel will be a compliment to them. They don't need to find compliments for Joel.
We'll see. I mean, not to win a title. To make the playoffs, I agree with you. I saw enough from Edgecombe to say this team should make the playoffs if he and Maxey stay healthy. But to do what we really want to see them do, in the short term, they're going to need Joel. There's no doubt in my mind. Because there are some incredible... I mean, just as a for instance, Nick, I don't know if you saw this, the OKC game versus, Houston on the first night. One of the teams had, their shortest player in the starting lineup was 6'9", I think.
Ridiculous, yeah.
Like, they were all, like, 6'10 and up.
Wow.
So, like, if you miss Wemby last night, he's 7'4", and he's playing, like...
Put up 40.
Yeah, so my point, Nick, is, like, you're going to need the big guy to do the really special things. And time will tell if he can answer the bell this year. All right, give me an answer, Nick. In honor of Edgecombe, give us a notable seven.
one of my favorite rock songs of all time, Seven Nation Army, White Stripes.
Ooh, you got it.
Nice one.
Nick, appreciate that call. All right, 215-592-9494. Up ahead, something Vijay Edgecombe said postgame. I thought he was impressive not only in the game, but what he said postgame. We'll get to that. The Bryce Harper situation, Joel Sherman from New York weighing in yesterday on Bryce. We'll get to that. Jason Kelce at 7:30 as we open up more on the Eagles and the Giants. And at 8, you're going to hear a name, and with that name, you can win tickets to the Eagles-Giants game tomorrow on our show, but you got to listen at 8 for the name we tell you, the clue, as part of the contest. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown scorer bet before the game kicks off. Go to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, and if your player scores the first or last TD of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets, too. Just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We haven't heard this song in a non-ironic way in a long time, Hugh Douglas.
Hey!
It feels good this morning. Clap your hands, everybody. What a debut for Vijay Edgecombe. What a night for the Sixers. Tyrese Maxey with 40. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. Good morning, Hugh. As the Sixers go up to Boston last night, they open with a win, and they put a smile on our face for the first time in a long time. That wasn't just a win last night. That was a whoa. Maxey with 40. And how about Vijay Edgecombe, one of the great debuts in the history of the NBA? Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. And I just want to say, you know, a lot of times, you know, when you do things, it's better to get out ahead of them before, you know, something happens. So I just wanted to apologize to the EMT that I fat shamed yesterday.
Oh, no.
Had a little bit of a road rage incident yesterday, and I caught him.
Hugh.
Well, I had some EMT. He was...
Hugh, come on.
You better hope you don't need help anytime soon, buddy.
No, I mean, but to be honest, he was kind of portly, so I wasn't.
This is not a good apology.
But portly.
No, I'm just saying. I caught him fat a couple times because it was like a little road rage. He was being a little aggressive, so I pulled over and I was calling him names.
Your apology sounds like sorry you're fat.
Well, no. See, I'm apologizing because I got in trouble. Like I'm just before something happens, I'm trying to get in front of him you know, to let the bosses know that, you know, it was some other stuff.
I always say the best way to get in front of something is live on the air.
the safest way to do it.
We're screaming towards that sign behind you. We need it for YouTube, for you people.
No.
The 0 days without a call from HR.
I'm trying to get better, but sometimes folks on Twitter get real comfortable being disrespectful, right?
What does that have to do with the guy in the EMT?
But I'm just saying, people get real comfortable because the dude in the car, he got real comfortable feeling like he could just say whatever he wanted to say, you know, making hand gestures in the back of his mirror and all this other stuff because you in your car, right? So I pulled over, and because I'm pretty sure the boss is listening. So I'm just letting you know, if you see something, I apologize.
Okay. So we appreciate you hijacking the first segment for an apology as we come in here excited about the Sixers.
I am excited. Right, I'm excited. No, DJ, let's go.
Hold on. I'm gonna go off your cue.
Okay.
It's get out ahead of something, right?
Yes.
We got a star, guys. We got a star in VJ.
It feels like it, don't it?
I don't need any
more.
There
was a lot at play last night during that game.
Yes, there was. All right, so let's and we need everyone's reaction. That was an awesome night. 215-592-9494 to hop in. All right, let's react to the Sixers opening night. But it was beyond that, right? It wasn't just an opening night victory over a Celtics team that, to be fair, is not what they have been in years past, right? Tatum's out, and they're not the same. But it was still a win on the road in Boston. And, Hugh, so I always think basketball is the sport. You could see it. You could see it quicker than other sports, right? Baseball, you have to kind of go through a lot of the league to see how you adjust and all that kind of stuff. Football, the teams get tape on you. I don't know, guys. Basketball always seemed to me, if you could play, we can see it. And then it's about how much you grow from there. You could see it with VJ Edgecombe. He jumps off the TV screen. His athleticism is incredible. When we sat here during draft time, I said he reminded me, when I watched him in college and saw the highlights, I was like, that looked like young Dwayne Wade to me. He's got that kind of game to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that last night. This guy can jump out of the gym. He can shoot, obviously, a little bit. And Hugh, I thought he played with a poise that most 20-year-olds don't play with. Sometimes 20-year-olds are kind of frantic, and they're all over the place and wild
skittish, nervous.
He played like a 6-year vet, but with the athleticism of the top 3 pick in the draft. I loved what I saw. All-time kind of night in terms of 34 points. Most in a debut since Wilt Chamberlain.
About 60-something years. My cousin's here, right? And he was telling me, like, man, because we watched the game. And
yeah.
He was like, do you know that's the first time that's happened in about 60 years or
nuts.
Something like that? Yeah, yeah.
It was incredible. And he broke LeBron James's record for the most in a first quarter. 215-592-9494. Lot to unpack. Your reaction to VJ Edgecombe. Last night, I'll tell you this. It changed the way I feel about the Sixers. I mean, this season now has different kind of life. If this kid could be this good right away, plus you 40 points from Tyrese Maxey. And we were wondering yesterday, Hugh, what would it look like, right? Would they try to
run it through Joel?
They did not. No, that game belonged
like
to the guards.
Minutes, like yep. 4 points.
Mm-hmm.
You worry about the size, you know, out there on the court. You worry a little bit about that. But you know, it's one of those things where.
You're professional.
It's one of those things where you like what you see, the energy that the young guys bring to the table. You really like that.
Well, how do you not? I mean,
gotta be impressed by the size.
This is a Hall of Fame segment from you, Douglas. I mean, when we have the induction on the Wall of Fame here, just pull this segment right out. Just play the whole thing for everyone in the hallway. 215-592-9494. I loved what I saw last night. VJ Edgecombe is the real deal. I mean, 34 points in his debut. Maxey was like the second story with 40 points.
That's
amazing when the 40-point guy's your second player.
It was fun to watch him run up and down the court, the aggression that VJ Edgecombe Cone played with, the fact that he was driving to the basket the way that he was shooting perimeter shots. It was a fun night, man. It really was. And I know that the Celtics aren't what they were in the past because Tatum's hurt, and, you know, it's a different team. But it was fun to see, and you know, people remember you for your debut. And he had one hell of a debut.
It's one of the great first impressions, really, in Philadelphia sports history for a rookie. I mean, like, you just like think about first impressions, first glance at a player. And I know they had some preseason games, but like last night was the first time most people watched VJ Edgecombe play a full game of basketball, and he was a star. You know, the other part of it, of course, is that Joel Embiid, like we were saying, was phased out. I mean, like, he's obviously not right physically. He's not what he used to be physically. I don't know if that's
he gave
ever...
you 20 minutes. He got, what,
well,
4 points?
I mean, gave you is a generous way
well,
of putting
I'm
it.
Just saying...
I mean, he was there.
It's obvious that he's not where he wants to be. And they're positioning themselves for life with not so much Joel. I'm not going to say without Joel Embiid, but life with not so much Joel Embiid. Mm-hmm. So it... I mean, I think that's a sample size of what potentially you might see from the big fella all year.
Well, I'm good with that. I mean, I think the quicker they phase him out, and I know there's a lot of people that still hold this hope that Joel Embiid is going to be the player he used to be. Last night was fun, and it had nothing to do with Joel Embiid. I mean, if you go, I was rewatching last night, you know, this morning, because I watched the game last night, and then I wanted to kind of take it in again. So I watched the full package of highlights this morning that the NBA put out for the game. It's like a 10-minute highlight reel. I think there was one offensive play that Joel Embiid was part of on the highlight package. He was not, and watching it live, it felt the same way. I mean, he wasn't really part of the game last night. He doesn't look the same, and last night felt like a transition by accident. I don't know if the Sixers planned this. I don't think they did, but it felt like the passing of the torch almost on accident. This team belongs to the guards now. I can't wait when McCain comes back and the three of them compare together, some combination of Maxey and McCain and Vijay Edgecombe. That's where the team is. Last night changed the way I feel about the Sixers season. It's not now just a, let's see what we got for the future. No, they could play. These kids could play. Edgecombe can play at 20 years old. 215-592-9494. For Hugh, did last night change how you feel about the Sixers?
Yeah, I'm excited about the squad. But see, here's the thing, Joe. I was always excited about the squad.
Yeah.
I just didn't know what it was going to look like. Even if it was Joel Embiid out there, I was still excited. Because hope springs eternal. I wanted to see what the big fella brought to the table. But the one thing that kind of jumped out to me last night is everything didn't evolve around him.
No, almost nothing did.
Yeah. And I felt like, okay, yeah, they're going with the young cats. Now, realistically, how far can the young cats take you? Don't know. Don't really care. Because I was so excited about last night, I started looking and say, well, do I want to go to the game Saturday? Because they come home Saturday and then they have one Monday. But you know, we got a big game, we got a big football game Sunday. So it's probably kind of tough to do that. But I'm excited about this season. I am excited about going to the Sixers game.
Yeah, you know what it was last night? As soon as the game ended, I started looking at the schedule. Like, when's the next game?
Because they get to hear it Saturday, and then they got one Monday. Yep. So I might try to make the one Monday.
Yeah, I feel a sense of excitement around them that I haven't felt in a very long time. There is a future and a present. Joel Embiid is not a part of it. I think we saw a star born last night. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from Edgecombe last night after the game, talking about his confidence and working on that shot every day, which looked really good last night.
Man, this is just having confidence, man. My teammates keep passing me the ball, telling me to shoot it, so why not, man? And I know I've been working on it every day in the gym. I'm in the gym every day working on those same shots, man. So hopefully I'll make more next game, though.
Yeah, well, whatever he's doing, it's working.
I like how he's talked about his teammates giving him his moment.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like a star. I mean, again, small sampling size, but what we've been through here in Philadelphia and what we see out there on the court now, I think it gives you hope. I think people are excited about it.
Yeah, again, we can be clear about this. No one is saying he's all NBA right now. He's a rookie. It's his first game. But I think with certain players in the NBA, like great athletes, you could see it from the jump. Like when he took off coast to coast and jumped and dunked the ball, that's Anthony Edwards kind of stuff. That's young Russell Westbrook kind of stuff. Like guys like that, they don't grow on trees. Guys that can play at that level and have that athleticism, this kid has it. 215-592-9494. Let's hear again from VJ talking about how the team fought last night.
5 3-pointers in your NBA debut. Is that what you're going to be most proud of coming out of this one?
Nah, I'm most proud of how we fought towards the end of the game, man. We were down late. We down 10 late, and then we fought back, you know. So that's what I'm most proud of, man. Individual stats going to come, but, you know, the team success is all that matters.
Team success is all that matters? I love to hear that. That was what I wanted to see, and I loved it last night. 215-592-9494 to hop in. All right, let's react to VJ Edgecombe, the Sixers opening with a win in Boston. Kyle, what are you thinking? That was fun last night.
Yeah, and like I guess I tried to convince myself that the best way to enjoy the Sixers season was going to be to, I guess, get rid of your expectations, lower your expectations, whatever you want to say. Like, I'm not sitting here going, like, you know, the only way this season could end on a good note is if they win a championship or, you know, if they contend or get past the second round, stuff like that. Like, I'm over that because I think part of me is saying it's time to envision this team without factoring Joel Embiid into the equation. And I know it's just one game, but that's kind of how we saw it bear out last night.
He was like, barely there.
You said it. Like, it's time to give the keys to the young kids. VJ Edgecombe looks like an absolute stud. And it looks like, you know, for all the faults Daryl Morey has, the guy can draft.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tyrese Maxey, VJ Edgecombe, and
yeah, he needed that, though.
Yeah, but
it may have saved his job here.
Well, maybe, yeah, but like, but also, like, we can just go right back to last season with Jarrett McCain, like, and he's not even playing right now. So, like, I don't know. I'm not sitting here saying, you know, like I was last season, we'll be, what did I say, 3-seed minimum or something like that?
Yeah, that was what you said on draft night.
Look, still a possibility.
Yeah, sure.
Still a possibility, but I don't even, like, care about that at this point. Like, I'm almost, the Sixers have, you know, everyone's saying the Phillies are now the Sixers. The Phillies might be the new Sixers because the Sixers aren't really there anymore for me. Like, I'm almost turning the page and viewing this as a new era. And last night was an awesome start. I feel great about it.
Yeah, and look, I know it's one game, but last night wasn't about the win. It really wasn't about, and it was great they won, but it wasn't about the win. If they had gone out last night and won the game, you know, behind a shaky effort by Edgecombe, and Maxey was fine, but Embiid was the one that played well, I wouldn't be as excited today because I'd say, come on, guys, it's not going to last. It's Joel Embiid. We know he's banged up. This isn't what he's going to be able to do every night. That wasn't it. It was actually the perfect script last night to make me feel better about where this team is going and where the franchise is going. It wasn't about Embiid. He's now a role player. We could say whatever we want about what he used to be, and we could argue about that till we're all blue in the face. He's a role player now. He's just a glorified role player now that was not even on the court in the fourth quarter when they came back and won. This team now is about the young guards. Two of them last night were stars. And the third one, when he comes back, can join them. 215-592-9490 for your reaction to VJ Edgecombe. 34 points in his first game in the NBA. That was awesome. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris. What's up?
Guys, I'm sorry, but last night really doesn't mean anything to me. I'm not falling for the banana and tailpipe. And I didn't take the pledge. So I don't know who in studio did, but I guess that matters.
I don't know if
but
we didn't have a Sixers pledge.
I don't think we had a pledge.
We didn't have a Sixers pledge.
Yeah. Well, I definitely didn't take a pledge, and you know, maybe if you guys come up with one. But guys, listen, I mean, this team's put me in this position because to anybody that wants to walk that plank and believe that this time the water is full of unicorns and not sharks, you know, go right ahead. I'm done believing in the car that every time – they roll it out there, the wheels fall off in the middle of the Daytona 500. So, like, to me, I'm not there. Like, the only way that they can bring me back is what you guys just discussed. If this is truly, we're going to let the young Thundercats run up and down the court, and, you know, we're going to play fast, and this is what we're going to do, and Embiid is going to become solely a role player that sits under the basket for rebounds, maybe you can win me back. But you know, hey, Chuck said this best yesterday. He said the team needs to run through the young guys and not Embiid. And Joe, you already said this. They seemed to do that last night, but let's see if that really sticks or that's just a temporary plan because he's just coming back. So right now, this team has repeatedly showed me over and over again that if I put my head in a door, I'm going to get the door smashed on me. So I'm not buying in on it. And Hugh, you know what? Damn it, Hugh. Douglas, you're right. I'm tired of these tough people that hide behind their keyboards and their steering wheels. They all think they're big and bad, but then, you know, they don't really want that smoke, Hugh. So good for you. But you know who's really to blame for this yesterday? Mm. I'm really upset with Bobby Lincoln because he needs to protect Hugh and protect his talent. So, you know,
I think he's trying.
I think he's attempting to protect Hugh to put his phone down.
Yeah. Yes.
No. Mm-hmm. You know what? Now I'm getting cranked up because if he really cares about his talent, he should dip in his own pockets and pay for a car to pick you up, let him get driven back and forth to the studio, keep him safe,
yeah,
protect your
that.
Talent. That's what you're supposed to do. So you know what? We're counting on you, Bobby. And Hugh, you know what, though, Hugh? In other news, I'm going to leave you on the way out. Be careful because the Heat's coming for high-end gamblers. I heard the word on the street they're coming from, so watch yourself.
I think I'm safe.
Yeah, for now, Chris in Middletown.
These $2 parlets, ain't nobody looking for me.
Yeah, they're looking for Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier. We'll get to that. One of the wildest stories in sports history is players and coaches getting arrested left and right in the NBA. Just quickly, and I do this maybe I shouldn't even go here, but when did your road rage incident happen yesterday? It couldn't, because where we were to where your exit is not
well,
far.
Well, I had to go, my cousin's with me, right?
Right. So this was beyond just the commute
this
back
was
and
after,
forth?
Like, we had to go to Best Buy.
Okay. So you, when I left yesterday, I realized, like, you were pretty close to where we were.
Yeah. Hey. So we had to go to Best Buy. Harper had a baseball game yesterday, so I had to go to that. So we're at Best Buy. So the EMT, he's, you're driving, you're trying to pass, so he took it upon, like, he wants to play chicken, right? Yeah. So I was like, okay, that's fine. But then he's in the back, you know, he's in my rearview mirror making faces and, you know, hand gestures.
He was tired of your crap.
And all this other stuff. So I was like, okay, so I pulled over, right? So then now he has his camera out. And I'm like, nobody cares, fat stuff. You know, I'm trying to clean it up.
Yeah.
But, you know, I start fat shaming. And that's what I feel bad about. I should have just kept going.
Yeah.
But I fat shamed.
Next time, just keep going.
But my thing is, I thought you had to be in shape to be an EMT.
Okay, we're going to stop now.
I'm just asking.
No, but this isn't an apology.
No, because I'm wondering.
You're actively making this worse.
No, I'm wondering.
You really are.
No, see,
Hugh.
See? No, I'm just asking because
know when to walk
we should
away.
Move okay, on.
Know when to hold him.
But
know when to fold
okay,
him.
Okay, I apologize.
Okay, now, that's great.
I apologize.
Now, Joe in Harleysville talking about Edgecombe and the Sixers. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Good morning. Joe, what's up?
That was a hell of a game last night. That was a roller coaster, especially for watching the young guys and just seeing how that game played out.
It was a roller coaster. Joe, there was a couple portions of the third quarter when they went down like 8 or 10, and I was like, all right, you know, I like the way Edgecombe played. Maxey looked good. I was almost like shrugging my shoulders, like, all right, it's game one. If they lose up in Boston, you know, whatever. It's not that big of a deal. It's the first game of the season. But then they never let it become like a 16-point lead or 15. They kind of kept it at 8. They kept it at 7. And then they just calmly got right back in the fourth quarter. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. Usually Boston pulls away from us, but not last night. I thought Edgecombe looked like basically the best complimentary, you know, guard or forward for Maxey. I mean, he can facilitate. He can shoot. And then that dunk on Jaylen Brown, I was like, oh, my God, who is this guy?
I thought the same. It's funny you mentioned Jaylen Brown. And Joe, great phone call, man. Appreciate you being part of it. So the first possession of the game, like before he scored any of his 34 points, before any of that highlight stuff happened, when Boston had the ball and everyone's kind of grabbing their player to guard, it stood out to me. VJ Edgecombe was guarding Jaylen Brown. Like, just think about that for a second. Jaylen Brown is one of the best players in the NBA. He's been one of the, I don't know, 20 best players in the league, 15 best players in the league for a few years now. He's been a part of a championship team, been to multiple finals. The guy's a really good player. And boom, right off the jump, right off the tip, VJ Edgecombe is guarding him. It shows you what they think of him as an athlete, as a player. That was awesome last night. Damon and Delco is up on WIP. Hey, Damon.
Damon.
Yo, good morning. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Damon.
Hey, fellas, I'm so excited, man. I'm so excited to see my Sixers. Last year, I cried. I broke down. I stopped watching basketball completely, all in together. But this year, man, seeing Edgecombe, seeing Maxey, seeing the young, new core, man, I was so happy. I was so happy, fellas. So happy, man. And Embiid, he is now a role player. He needs to play his role. Him and Paul George or whatever, they need to come back, fit in some kind of way, and contribute. I don't care how you contribute, but get on board and contribute. That's it. And I think the East is open, and we can do it. I'm happy, y'all. What y'all think?
Well, Damon, I agree.
Get in where you fit in.
I agree.
Paul George and Joel.
Yeah, they got to move out of the way, right? Like, there's a way, Damon, this works where they are these veteran guys that once in a while can carry the load if the young guys are down, but they got to take a step back. This team belongs to the young guards now. It belongs to Maxey. It belongs to Edgecombe and McCain.
And listen, McCain hasn't even came back yet. Listen, he hasn't came back yet. The fingernail guy. I like him. I like the fingernail young boy. I like him too. But, you know, it's just when I seen Maxey, man, and then Edgecombe, you talk about him. Listen, tell me this, fellas. He reminds me of a young Jimmy Butler, like more tenacity, though. Just look at his game.
I see it. So he's probably a few inches shorter than Butler, but I see it to his game. When I watched him, Damon, I saw some Butler. I see some young Dwayne Wade when I see him. I see a little Russell Westbrook, too, like young Russ when he was explosive and could go to the – yeah.
Attacking.
Yep.
I love the dunk. I love the dunk. He took advantage of the big man as soon as he got on him. Took advantage, used him. Used him, Hugh. Yeah.
That was great. It was fun to watch.
It was awesome. Damon, good phone call. 215-592-9494. That's how you know the kid impressed people. We're making these big comps to these all-pros and these guys that, you know, made all-NBA teams and MVPs and all that kind of stuff, Hall of Famers. 215-592-9494. VJ Edgecombe, historic debut last night. 34 points, the most by a rookie in their first game since Wilt Chamberlain in 1959. We're starting to feel good about the Sixers. Did last night change how you feel about the team? Rhea's going to join us next. She, like a lot of us, have been hard on the Sixers in recent years. Does she feel differently? We'll talk VJ and Bede and the Sixers coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday like tonight, your chance at the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. If your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting part of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back on a Hurts Day, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Ike, we got a bowler in town, buddy.
How you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike. Listen. Haven't come up with the proper nickname for these two, but man, that backcourt from last night.
Come on!
It's going to be a problem. Jackie Baseball? Teams in danger of moving to third place in this city. I'm just saying, better get it together over there. Holla at your boy!
Well aware. I understand. I'm also excited, and it got to hurt both you to admit that I was dead right yesterday. Come on, man. And Beats cooked.
Dead right. Oh.
Cooked.
No. That is not what we're talking about.
Stick a fork in him.
That is not what we're talking about. This is going to be an uplifting show today. This is going to be an uplifting show. I can't wait till we trade Bryce Harper. A big show today.
Wow.
Coming up at 3 o'clock, Elliot Shore Parks joins us to talk about his take that VJ Edgecombe is a role player.
Idiot.
And Ace Bailey is a star.
And gambling.
Yeah. Ace Bailey, 2 points last night. How about that, Elliot? Two points in 20 minutes. And, we should let players gamble on their own teams. Okay, so Elliot joins us at 3. Mike Mayock joins us at 4 to talk about the Birds. But we have to start off talking about a star that was already here in Philadelphia in Tyrese Maxey and a new star in Philadelphia, and that is VJ Edgecombe. I think we just have to talk about Edgecombe first. I was optimistic about Edgecombe. I was happy they drafted him. I think we were all happy. You know, seems like a good kid, hard worker, says all the right things, good athlete. I did not expect that last night. I just didn't expect that last night. I didn't expect from an offensive perspective that he would be as good and polished as he was. He was aggressive. I thought, but while being aggressive, he was calm, right? He played in the flow of the offense. He handled the ball better than I thought he was going to do. There were a bunch of times when it was just him and Quentin Grimes on the court, and I figured Quentin Grimes would be the primary ball handler, but it was VJ. And it was, the dunks were outrageous. That one alley-oop, I don't even know how he got the ball in the hoop. And look, he's gonna have nights where he hits threes. He's going to have nights where he misses them, but he hit them last night, and it was pretty. He's going to be a problem defensively. He busted his ass the entire game. You know, the kid plays hard.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. He and I know he missed those two final three free throws. The two before it, he hit. And I was like, look at our guy going up there and calmly hitting
Listen,
free
Kobe
throws.
Missed two jumpers, air balls as a rookie.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Now, that was in the playoffs.
My point is that
everybody misses. Yeah,
everybody misses shots, though, is my point. Yes.
The kid just he blew me away. And it's again, it's not just scoring points. There was one where I think it was when in the first quarter when he pumped at the 3-point line, drove and hit Kelly Oubre at the elbow for a three. Mm-hmm. Just a grown up adult NBA basketball play.
Yeah.
And you said he's back there with Maxey. Maxey did something last night that stars do, right? There were 2 points in the game where it looked like the game was going to, you know, maybe get out of control.
Yeah.
And he hit 2 threes in the first half and kept it there. And in the second half, I think it was in the third quarter, he just said, I'm not letting us lose this game.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And I guess what I could say is, and Jack brought it up, I just don't, Joel Embiid will either get better and be fine or not, but at this point, you see what we have in the backcourt. Jared McCain wasn't even there.
Yep.
This is exciting either way. Either Joel will come and start looking like a version of Joel, or he won't, but it doesn't mm-hmm. matter. To me, it would be nice if it does. We're cheering for him.
Yeah.
But I think the advantage of the Sixers this year was you go in and you say, whichever way this goes, those guys are going to be fun to watch. And that was good energy last night. That was a big win last night.
I agree. Let me work backwards on this
sorry,
thing.
Sorry.
No, you're good. I'll start with Joel Embiid. And the thing that I can appreciate from last night, and I hope it doesn't change until it's warranted to change. And it's less to do with Joel Embiid other than he's the subject matter. Had more to do with Nick Nurse.
Yes.
And how they resisted the urge of putting him back in the game,
yep.
right? They have him on minutes restriction. Well, I don't know what the exact minutes are. They know, but he clearly wasn't trying to force Joel Embiid back in that game last night because he saw what they were doing on the court. So I want to give Nick Nurse some credit for that, for having some restraint, and we need to keep that up. Make sure we keep that going. Now, let's move to the young guns. Listen, VJ Etchcombe, I'm going to enjoy watching him play because here's the thing. When you can just throw caution to the wind and you don't necessarily have the burden of carrying the organization and the franchise and everything else, you can just go out there and play.
Yep.
And that's what's going to be fun about watching VJ Etchcombe play because he doesn't have the weight of the world on his shoulders. Most number three overall picks come in. They're the face of the franchise. They've been drafted to sort of save the franchise and that sort of thing. So it's more pressure on him to have to perform every night. And I'm not minimizing what he did. I'm actually looking at it in the positive view that he's going to get a chance to develop, make mistakes, but also show you what the potential that he has without having the burden of carrying the team.
Yep.
That's going to be fun to watch because he can play freely.
Yep.
And I think that's what you saw last night, an aggressive player that said, you know what, we're going to need another scorer out here tonight. I'm not going to wait until they call my number. I'm going to be aggressive tonight.
And the great thing
about him, that's a great trait.
The great thing about him is there are going to be nights where they don't, where Jared McCain's on and Tyrese Maxey's on, but he will do those other things, right? He will cut and he'll play defense and he'll rebound.
That's what I was going to bring up because when those other guys do come back, then how the ball flows, where it sticks, does matter.
Yep.
I don't know if he'll have the same opportunities as Paul George gets healthy, as Embiid gets healthier. Meaning, I don't know if he's going to have an opportunity to be as aggressive offensively as he was last night. I'm glad he took advantage of it. I tell you the thing I take away from last night, Spike, and you touched on it. We may have to come to grips. This is Maxey's team.
Yep.
This is Maxey's team, and last night may be the first time that it looked like he embraced that role of it being, this is my team. I'm responsible for how this game finishes. I need to figure out a way to win this game late in the game, be aggressive, get buckets, distribute the ball, all those things. He seemingly has taken that upon himself. That's a good thing moving forward. That's a good thing moving forward because you don't know how often you're going to have the other big two guys there. So a lot of nights, Maxey has to be the veteran on the court.
The other thing I'd say about that is even when Joel Embiid is at his best, he's not an emotional leader. I think Maxi started taking that upon himself this offseason.
Yes.
And you could hear at Media Day that he is the one that's going to, this is what we're about, and we're about it every game. And that's important that you have that. Whether Joel Embiid is playing or not playing, somebody needs to be that person. And Joel Embiid's never been that person.
But he's such a big personality,
yeah,
meaning that his presence looms largely.
Mm-hmm.
He's Joel Embiid. He's won an MVP.
Yep.
Sometimes guys don't know, am I stepping on toes? So it honestly feels like maybe Embiid has given his blessing to Maxey to go ahead and do this thing. This your team, you go ahead.
And down the stretch, when Embiid was on the bench, he was celebrating. He was excited.
Oh, yeah.
So
it was part of the post-game celebration.
Wasn't
everything.
Moping about any of it, you know? So,
That's big.
It's huge.
That can't be overstated. Like,
yep.
How he handles this matters because he looms over the team.
Yep.
So I agree. Him being on board, celebrating, being happy for his teammates, that stuff matters, man. Good night last night.
215-592-9494. What are you thinking about VJ Edgecombe? And I'll just say, just don't let how Joel Embiid looked or didn't look overtake how you feel about everything else.
Nope.
He's going to be here, and he'll either figure it out or he won't. But those guys are here, and there's more coming.
Yeah.
And the last thing I'll say, because I haven't heard anybody say this before, Tyrese Maxey, Jared McCain, VJ Edgecombe, all wonderful draft picks, all while Daryl Morey was here at the helm of the Philadelphia 76ers. And I think it is fair for us to criticize when players and executives do something bad. I was very critical of Dave Dombrowski up until this trade deadline, and then he had a great trade deadline. You can criticize a lot of things that Daryl Morey's done. He has crushed the draft. He absolutely has. Tyrese Maxey was picked at 20. Jared McCain was picked at 16. Yeah. We just got the third pick in a two-player draft, everybody was telling us, right?
Yep.
And the number one player did not look very good last night, and I think Cooper Flagg will be fine. Ace Bailey, who we all argued about, scored 2 points in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And VJ Edgecombe looks like a star. And look, there will be ups and downs, but Daryl Morey deserves credit. As much as you don't want to give it to him, and I know we haven't won a title, and I know he gave Embiid the extension, but critical when it's deserved and credit where it's deserved, because that future of the franchise, that young core, is better than a lot of young cores in the NBA who are rebuilding. We're not even rebuilding, and we have a young core that's better than a lot of them in the NBA.
Yeah, I hope Jolly recognizes that.
I hope Jolly recognizes that, too.
I hope when he subtweets the show today, it is about how positive he is about Daryl Morey and the job that he has done on this rebuild.
Well, I mean, it's not easy to
read. We are getting a subtweet.
How could you possibly buy it? Like, I mean, come on.
The great Bob Myers, who's now head of sports for Harris Blitzer Entertainment, was not able to do the two timelines thing. It's not easy to get young players and rebuild while you have big money guys already there, and it looks like they have a chance to do that.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Also, we do have a next question today, as we got a great debut last night, and that is VJ Edgecombe. We are going to, you call with your sports point, you'll also tell us a great debut. Does not have to be sports, could be movies, could be television, could be sports. Jack, do you have a great debut in there?
Come on, man. First hit in Major League Baseball, happened to be a grand slam. Chase Utley. Come on, man.
That is a good debut.
Come on, man.
Sprinting around the bases. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep.
Do you have one?
I do.
All right.
I'm going with Tupac and Juice.
Oh, that was an incredible debut.
Yes.
That was his first movie? I guess it was.
And even though his, I think Trapped, his song may have been out before Juice, I think that sort of brought everybody to Tupac's music.
Oh.
The movie Juice did.
I guess it was his first movie.
Yep.
I'm going the very first Guns N' Roses album is Appetite for Destruction. It is still, I think, the best rock album I've ever heard. There's not a miss on the album. I've listened to it a bazillion times.
That was their first album. Wow.
Like, for your first, the first song in your first album to be Welcome to the Jungle, and here we are 40 years later, and it still, you know, feels the same when you hear the opening notes of that song, Appetite for Destruction. So,
Appetite for Destruction.
215-592-9494. Talk about VJ Edgecombe and the debut. Are you excited about that and not letting the Embiid thing drag you down? And are you ready to give Daryl Morey credit for rebuilding the Sixers on the fly, which he was able to do in Houston, which I told you over and over and over again he was good at? 215-592-9494. Daryl's a pro. You care about superior performance. That's what being a pro is about, and that's what Bradford White's about. Superior performance with your water heater. That's right. Professional grade to bring your home or business reliable hot water every single day, whether it's in the shower, whether it's the faucet, wherever it is, tankless tank, the performance you expect and you deserve. So put your Bradford White water heater wherever you need a water heater. When it's time, what I want you to do is remember those two words, Bradford White. Ask your plumbing pro about Bradford White or visit bradfordwhite.com to learn more and find a pro near you. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby, Happy Hershey. What's poppin', fellas?
What up, Yosh?
Hey, like my granddaughter Kaylee said, was saying, she said, I'm excited, granddaddy. Hey, man, I'm the lead on. Let me break it down real quick. Mr. McDonald's All-American, Mr. Big 12 everything, Valdell Drexel VJ Edgecom looked seasoned out there last night. I mean, the boy was balling. I love it, Spike. We was right about him. Right now, we got the steal of the draft if you want to look at everybody else in the top five, baby. That boy was out there balling. I got some names for you. Twin Turbo, Mach 2, No Dicks, baby. That's my favorite one right there. Them boys was out
there. What was the last one?
What was the last one? Your phone went out.
The last one was No Breaks.
No breaks.
No breaks.
No breaks. Because they out there moving, man. I love what them kids did last night. I mean, daggone VJ, man, that dude was named, like when he took the boy Tillman off the dribble and then cupped it and went up on the baseline, I was like, oh my goodness. It was so nasty. Massey out there crossing the boy, my knot up, and then brought him back and hit the jumper and what's name and then screamed on him. I mean, it's great, man. They had so much energy last night. I even like the kid Barlow. He was everywhere. The energy was big. I love what that kid said. He said, I know how to play basketball. I know what my job is. My job is to bring the team up when we down. That type of thinking right there on this young team with a bunch of new players, that's what you need. And I love it. And Spike, Sucker for Love, episode one, was a hit. I heard you late in the show talking about it. Spike was a little overboard talking about Bray, but he's still my boo. And don't you get on him about being my boo when you talking about you in the back seat with us, Mr. Third Wheel.
Yeah, I'm watching y'all in the back seat. Yeah, you and your boo. I'm watching y'all.
Watching us canoodle in the front seat.
What I can do to you if you riding along with me and my boo? How about that? Hey, and my debut, it's very relevant. This is Saquon Barkley. First game in Philadelphia, 109 yards off 24 carries, 3 touchdowns, 2 rushing, 1 receiving for the win, baby. Let's do that. Spike, let's rock and roll, baby.
Let's rock and roll. I'm thank you, boo. Good to talk to you, boo.
Oh, God.
You thank too, you, boo.
Thank you, boo.
Hold on.
What? What's up?
We're not going to do this with Yoshi.
What?
The boo thing. Man.
Well, as long as the Sixers are playing all right. It was you know what was nice about last night, too? Mm. It reminded me of process times when there's this thing in sports. I know winning is the best thing, but it doesn't always feel the best. Because when your team is good and you're expected to win, there is an anxiety and a pressure of expectations. There's a little bit in your head of, what if we lose? I don't have any expectation with the Sixers team at this point. Yeah. I don't know how good they're going to be. And when you go into a game and you're like, you know what? I don't know. And you have the hope of the future that you're like, VJ Edgecombe is only going to get better as a player, right? It was a nice feeling to be excited about the future of a team again.
I will say this, and I agree with you there. I agree with you there. This will get crowded. There's only one basketball.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So it will get crowded.
Yes.
You're talking about Paul George and Joel Embiid are still here. And then
can Paul George just chill?
Well, I'm just saying, he's still here, and McCain is coming back.
Yep.
And you throw in Grimes, Maxey, and VJ Edgecombe, that's a lot to have to pass the ball around.
Well,
so there are going to be some nights where guys aren't necessarily putting up big numbers.
Oh, yeah. I think if you were to ask me how many points VJ Edgecombe's going to average this year, I think it's going to be like 13 points.
Right.
I mean, really, at the end of the day, that's if things go the way, if VJ Edgecombe's averaging 20-plus points, it actually means that something probably went wrong in the season.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I think Paul George is at the point of his career where he don't want to dominate the ball either. He clearly didn't want it last year. I think he wants to stand there and shoot threes.
If that Joker is healthy and this team is winning and he's a max player, he wants that ball.
You think so?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes. And not that I want him to have it, but he's going to be on the team. You know what I'm saying? And he's the second highest paid player on the team. That ball's going to have to go through Paul George.
Yoshi brought up.
Unless you trade him.
Yeah, I don't think
unless you get rid of him.
Yeah, I don't think they're trading him. Yoshi brought up Dominic Barlow. That was Tasty Cake Dom's.
He tried to tell us.
Dennis Rodman.
Rodman of the 2020s.
He was great. I mean, he still can't shoot, which is going to be a problem. I was stunned. And last thing, because you mentioned Nick Nurse. Mm-hmm. That team played hard last night.
Yeah.
The team played hard. They were committed to rebounding. Dominic Barlow had 5 offensive rebounds last night. I don't honestly remember the last time one Sixers player had 5 offensive rebounds. I'm sure it happened at some point last year. But there was definitely...
Who was our rebounding guy? He's on our team.
Where's Drummond?
No, Drummond, yeah.
Well, he was out there last night. He's still here?
Oh, he's cooked. He had a player option. He's cooked. He's
okay. Yeah, Eric
he's
Gordon.
A 7-foot cheerleader.
Yeah, Eric Gordon on the bench. He's still here. Cooked. Kyle Lowry.
Oh, the whole end of the bench over there? Yeah. That's the nursing home.
Yeah, that's
the Nick nursing home.
It's Team Unk over there.
Team Unk. Yeah. I like that. That's Team Unk over there, man.
But Barlow's on a 2-way deal. And if you want to give credit for Maury again. I'll give Maury credit for getting Barlow. And I give credit to Nick Nurse. Because Nick Nurse put a starting lineup out there that I looked at it and I said, nobody. We have one guy that can shoot in that starting lineup. We had Maxey, Edgecombe, Oubre, Barlow, and Embiid. And I thought to myself, well, that isn't a lineup that can shoot. But you know what it is? It's a lineup that can run. It's a lineup that is going to play fast. It's a lineup that's going to be aggressive. And I like the commitment to how they're going to play this year. It seems like it's going to be an exciting way.
And give Maury credit because he actually talked about this last year. And his self-reflecting on putting a roster together and thinking, well, I need to put a playoff roster together of veterans and this and that and the other. I didn't focus as much on the regular season. And you need youth and athleticism to get you through the regular season.
Yep.
Young players are running up and down the court. Those old guys, it's a lot of nights. They're not going to want to run up and down the court. So that's what the team was made up of mostly last year. Give him credit. He went out and got a lot more athletic.
We saw Walker
younger.
Out there last night. Jabari Walker out there.
These are young players that you can play like on a Wednesday night in November.
I kept thinking it was Rocco, the 33.
Well, Walker.
I was like, oh, he's still here, baby.
And
he's
you know
still
what?
Here.
These guys aren't totally, they're not skilled, but you know what they are? They're athletic and they know what their job is. Their job is to go out there and hustle their ass off, get every rebound they can. All right, 215-592-9494, talking about the debut of Vijay Edgecombe. And next question today, give us a great debut. Doesn't have to be sports, can be if you want. Coming up next.
What you got?
Don't sigh.
Well, it's like our 2:30 AJ Brown update.
Not practicing again today, by the way.
Oh, really?
Oh, God.
This is the WIP afternoon show. Are we going to need a siren? Are we
Trouble
need
in Paradise?
That? Yeah.
Or he's not going to play Sunday?
I don't know. This is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Chris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.